anyone would. And I'm saying, of course, it's exacerbated when someone is dealing with an issue like his of Down syndrome. But to then make that individual to Ethan, to me, what was problematic. How is the family dealing with all of this now? It's been since January the 12th. And we heard from a friend very close to the family that called our show back when this happened. How are they handling this?
Look, my clients, Ethan's parents and his brother and sister, are still grieving terribly about this their loss. They're still very troubled and concerned about the way that this was investigated, kind of in-house by the sheriff's department. They're baffled to read, looking like some blame on
right.
Ethan, that hit them hard, obviously, last night when they read it for the first time, read the coroner's report. This was we had not seen the coroner's report, the medical examiner's report, until late 5 o'clock-ish yesterday, probably the same time the members of the press got it.
Mm-hmm.
But that sentence in there about anger, sure, that's not what this is about. What this is about is there were other ways to handle a situation where the gentleman, Ethan, with significant disabilities, decided he liked that movie, went back to the same seat, sat down quietly, was not disrupting
right.
anyone until... and
he
then
was confronted. Until
officers,
he was confronted, right.
He was confronted and pulled out. And there are people that witness this, and he was not bothering anyone.
Attorney Craver Weisbaum, let me ask you this, because to me this is another important component of this, and we have news that the advocates for people with Down syndrome are trying to take this unfortunate situation with Ethan and make it a part of like a training type of thing with officers to know kind of what to do with people with Down syndrome. Is that another direction the family is going in as well?
Certainly the family is very concerned about the lack of training that people, that the security folks had, obviously. And yes, they very much want training to be out there, not just for people who are dealing with people with mental illness, but for people with developmental disabilities like Ethan.
Do you think, I'm sorry, I thought you were finished.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, attorney, are you satisfied with the way that the department has handled the police officers themselves? They were taken off duty, but they were off duty with pay. I understand they're back on the job, I believe, now. Are you satisfied with that process?
Well, if you remember, they were working.
Right.
And I think until the community started screaming and bombarding the sheriff's department with email messages and other ways to say these people should not be working. That's when they were taken off, and put on some kind of administrative leave. At this point they're back on because the indictment, the grand jury decided not to indict.
Right.
And that is the process. But the family was extremely concerned initially when, for several weeks, the sheriffs were working, and really until Frederick Community made their views heard.
Well,
and then they were taken off.
Well, attorney, I just want you to know, here on the C4 show, I'm watching this case. I'm watching the different way this is being handled. I didn't like the characterization, and I don't know where things go from here, but please let Ethan's family know that I am watching this, and if there's any information they want to talk about with me, they're absolutely available to. Okay?
Thank you, C4. I will communicate that to Ethan's parents. Thank you.
That's attorney Sharon Craver Weisbaum. She's representing the Saylor family. And I'm just saying, how do you blame him at all, or characterize at all, this 26-year-old, and causing his own death based upon the facts that we know? How do you do that?